Everything's still on fire, said Mike Alexander, 29, who has been coming and going since Monday night when the wildfire surged up the hillside behind his home. Some evacuation warnings eased on Sunday in areas just south of Portland, but many towns remained unreachable. Law enforcement officials set up a hotline on Sunday for people in the incinerated lakeside resort towns of Detroit and neighboring Idanaha to have deputies check on their homes. For days, fire crews in Almsville, a little town outside Salem that was untouched by the fire, have been heading into the mountains to help other firefighters try to get a handle on the 188,000-acre Beechey Creek fire. Firefighters have been running on adrenaline, sleeping in a donated trailer that was dropped off in their parking lot, then heading back up into the fire. People are prepared, but not for a fire of this magnitude, said Almsville's fire chief, Roy Harry. Most of what has burned in the West has been in remote forests, but in Oregon, entire communities along the I-5, the main north-south interstate highway along the West Coast, have been razed. An ongoing concern in California is the number of dead trees in the Sierra Nevada forests, where a number of the largest blazes are burning. The United States Forest Service has counted 163 million trees killed, mostly as a consequence of a prolonged drought that ended in 2017. President Trump is scheduled to visit McClellan Park, California, on Monday to be briefed on the wildfires. After weeks of silence on the fires, Mr. Trump acknowledged their severity on Saturday. I spoke to the folks in Oregon, Washington, he said. They've never had anything like this. In Gates, where dozens of homes burned, Darren Richardson, 55, and his neighbors have become an improvised fire brigade. They filled up rain barrels, kiddie pools, and small tanks at a nearby fire station and patrolled their streets and backyards to douse around property lines and try to put out fires burning in tree stumps. I'm not leaving, Mr. Richardson said this weekend, dressed in camouflage and holding a shotgun in his right hand as he stood outside his home. I watched the whole town burn down.